But we're talking this morning about inattentive drivers, people who aren't paying attention while they're driving. There's a story out of the Wichita Eagle, actually, from this weekend, talking about this task force that may eventually push for a law against inattentive drivers, people who don't pay attention. How you enforce this? No idea. But they did say, you know, well, that's where the majority of the accidents come from. 150,000 drivers in like a four-year span in Kansas got into accidents because they weren't paying attention. Because someone wasn't paying attention. And that's 80 inattentive crashes a day.
Yep. 80?
80 a day.
Wow.
Because of inattentive drivers. 30% of those by drivers under age 21.
Oh, those teens.
Yep. Get you every time. So what do you think about this idea? 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
I don't think it's a very good idea. I mean, how are they going to prove this?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Are they going to have, like, a camera watching you to prove that you were inattentive driving? I mean, I think it's going to open up a whole new can of worms as far as, like, harassment is concerned and, oh, targeting people. I mean, that, how can I say it? You know, how do you know they're just not targeting that person because they don't like them or like that?
Maybe the car they're driving or the way they work or something like that. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, if they can prove it, then yeah, maybe. And I do know people do that, so I've seen them myself. Now, if it's real obvious, yeah, but when it's not, how do you prove it?
Yeah, but honestly, have you never been in an instance where you're in your car and you kind of started focusing on something else that, instead of driving?
Well, in fact, that happened to me yesterday.
What were you doing?
I was looking for something that fell down, and as I looked up, I ended up hitting one of those little metal things on the side of the road. I'm in the middle of the country. I figure, you know, if I go off, it's going to be a little bit towards the grass.
Wait,
nothing major.
What'd you hit? Some metal thing.
That metal, you know, like with the reflector.
Like the guardrail?
Oh.
No, like a little pole, you know, a little small one. I mean, even in the middle of the country, there's nothing to worry about. Just where I ended up swerving just a little bit, there was two in the middle of nowhere. I swerved, you know, it like skidded. So I can understand why they'd want to do that because I did it myself.
Yeah, it seems like K-18 has a lot of inattentive drivers. If you're ever driving down at K-18, or I guess any two-lane highway, it's like that's the one time when you'd appreciate everyone to really pay attention.
Yeah.
Because you kind of see a car like coming toward your lane, and you're like, please swerve over, because I don't want to have to swerve off the road.
Yeah, and then see, I would have hit, if the lady, Chris, you know, coming in the opposite direction had just been like maybe a minute, maybe left her house a minute early, I would have ended up hitting her. So I kind of thought about it, and it's funny that you brought it up today. I was like,